Hey, it's Jamie from 100.1 The X. On the phone right now with me, we have Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes.
You guys are coming to the Mont Bleu on Friday, January 20th, right?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Have you played Mont Bleu before? I know you played the Grand Sierra in Reno, but not Mont Bleu, right?
No, I don't think we have.
It's a winter wonderland, so bring your coat. It's chilly.
Yeah.
So this
Definitely
is in
will.
Support of your brand new album, We're All Gonna Die. We're super fans around here of that album.
Thanks.
I was listening to it again last night in its entirety. That title track, it's beautiful. I've kind of gone through some stuff, obviously, about accepting death existentially, as everyone does. How'd you come about that title?
Well, I mean, it was actually in a book I was reading, and it was kind of popping up a lot. And I think that phrase, to me, there's like a kind of vernacular power to it, where it's not only associative with like the direct meaning, but also associative with like certain movies or certain you know, scenes of whether or even just like, you know, if you like in the song, like you imitate someone and at the back of a plane while, you know, in some turbulence or something, like that's what you expect to hear. It's part of the language already in a fully formed phrase, and I thought that was, you know, interesting enough to kind of play with different kind of time that pops up, but also to try to use that title to bring about oppression of like kind of the exact opposite, and have a song that's actually really about learning how to put things into perspective and not stressing too much on how you're perceived as a songwriter or something.
Right? How can you be upset that, like, because we're all gonna die?
Yeah, like something that when you back away a little bit more, you realize like, oh, this isn't that important in the big scheme of things. So that's kind of where it came from.
Awesome. This sound is a little different for you guys too. I'm sure you've heard that 100 times already. It's a little more fuller produced. I don't know how you would describe it, but I dig it. I mean, how do you guys feel about people commenting so much on it? Sounds different, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it totally does, I guess. I mean, but I like to think that all of our records do. Like, when we put out our third record, Stories Don't End, we thought like, this is different enough from the one before it, and then All Your Favorite Bands from that, and then this from All Your Favorite Bands. And I like to think that every record kind of has its own personality, but with Dawes, these records do share a certain commonality. They share a certain identity where you actually feel like Roll With The Punches could be on any Dawes record.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Less Than 5 Miles Away or Roll Tide or Is It By Design. Obviously they would probably sound a little different, but the songs are definitely coming from the same place.
Mm-hmm. You guys are some of the most fantastic lyric writers I've ever listened to. So the lyrics are the base of all your albums, no matter what the sound is. So that's always, I think, your
right.
foundation.
And I think that any artists that we love that are able to stick around, it's not because they just stay doing the same thing the whole time.
Yeah, agreed.
And not that we do it intentionally. It's not like we're like, oh, we have to change in order to stay alive. It's more like we want to maintain the same sense of inspiration that we had on the first record. And the only way to do that is be willing to follow the music where it takes you, rather than feel like this is what we're good at, so this is what we'll do.
Yeah.
If we were to make every record like North Hills or All Your Favorite Bands, I think pretty quickly we would be an uninspired group of individuals where
get old real
we would
quick.
Know exactly what door. Yeah, exactly. And there wouldn't be no more moment of like, whoa, this sounds exciting or this sounds fun. Let's do this.
Yeah.
It would just be like, well, that's what we do, so better sound that way.
Expected. I think as a fan of a band that's going to have any longevity too, you want a great catalog, and like you can line up all these albums and go, okay, that was this time and that was this sound. And you guys are on a journey artistically too. The world is changing. You're singing about what's happening to you, about what's happening in the world. So I would hope that bands would have different sounds on different albums. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, I wonder how people felt when some of our favorite artists released their certain records, like Tonight's the Night by Neil Young or Graceland by Paul Simon. If like, I'm sure, I mean, they're amazing records. So I'm sure the majority of people either loved it right away or obviously came around, but I wonder if there were some people that thought like, man, I was really hoping for some more Mrs. Robinson, or I was hoping for some more, you know, Harvest. And if those two guys didn't do those two records, we would be deprived of some of their best material they ever did, because they were willing to kind of take steps forward instead of stay in the same space.
And try something new. You're making art. Why not? Have some fun.
Exactly.
That first song, man, it hits you. It's like, that's our jam. We don't play it on air yet, but I'm hoping it gets in rotation because we turn the radio off and turn it on really loud and dance around in here.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
That one's a really fun one to play live. I mean, it's really unlike anything we've ever had before. So all of a sudden, it's really heavy riff rock song.
I was going to ask you about that, about playing live. You guys are having fun with this new one then.
Yeah, I mean, to go back to what we were talking about, like, I think it's interesting how, I think people are surprised at how seamless it really is to go from songs like Things Happen or Somewhere Along the Way or, When My Time Comes or If I Wanted Someone, right into Picture of a Man and Roll with the Punches and One of Us and We're All Gonna Die. All the songs. It's like they feel of the same set, like they feel of the same body of work. It's kind of ironic, actually. Like the one main ingredient that's been added to our new show is the acoustic guitar, which this new record is kind of different sounding record. But before this record, I didn't play acoustic guitar with the band. I did like a little acoustic segment of the show, but now I play acoustic because songs like Quitter and Less Than 5 Miles Away and For No Good Reason really depend on the acoustic being in there. So it's really funny that, like, as this pegged folk band who's never really had an acoustic guitar to make our most different album, that's the one ingredient that we have added.
And so what can listeners and fans really expect on this tour? A variety of the new, the old, all like you said, seamlessly blending together. What's the show going to be like?
Well, it's really cool to be able to dip into 5 records worth of material. So we try to really like reach all the way back and reach all the way forward to get that across. We also have our newest member, Lee Pardini, with us, who's an incredible
keyboardist, right? Yeah, that song, As If By Design, the keys on that. What?
Yeah.
He's having some fun.
Yeah. And then we're playing with a guitar player named Trevor Manier, who's also incredible. So I think the band is sounding better than ever.
Awesome. And you've got lots of guests on this album. Jim James, Will Oldham, Mandy Moore, Brittany Howard, just to name a tiny handful. How does that all come about?
Really, Jim's a friend and he lives in LA now. So that was kind of easy. He and Brittany Howard were working on a single, and we've toured with Alabama Shakes and we're friendly with Brittany, and our producer Blake Mills produced the Alabama Shakes record, the most recent one,
right?
And they were recording something for a commercial, the three of them, and they finished early and Blake was like, hey, would you guys want to sing on this Dawes song? It was really cool. I didn't even hear it till it was over. I showed up right after they left, actually. I was late, and it was so cool to hear what they had done. The Lucius Girls and Mandy came in for Picture of a Man. We knew that we wanted girls' voices for that section, and they knocked it out of the ballpark. But it was a blast to have friends involved.
Yeah, and Blake Mills, former bandmate as well and good friend, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And word on the street is.
Yeah, very close friend. Yeah. And, the fact that we grew up together and we share a musical language, even the difference between some guys call it a bridge, some guys call it a middle eight, like with all those little tiny terms, Blake and I just kind of always know exactly what we're talking about. We're really synced up. I mean, we learned it all together. We share so much of the same tastes and we share so much of the same instincts.
So this tour you guys start at the beginning of the month, January 10th, you go all through May. Is that an average tour? Is it a long tour? I guess when I was looking at the list of dates, it's like, wow, that's a lot. That's a big commitment.
Yeah, this is going to be a long, long time. But the cool thing is we're going to have a week off here, a week off there. I think we're, we're not going to be gone for more than 4 weeks at a time.
Gotcha.
We did last, 2 years ago now, we did that where we were just gone for 4 months straight pretty much. And it kind of really hit us hard.
That's hard to do.
As much as we love touring with this, you start to go a little crazy.
Do you do much writing when you're actually on tour, or are you just focused on, putting out the new album, making great shows, or is just writing happens when it happens?
I'm always trying to write songs. If too much time goes between writing a song, I feel like I'm almost like out of shape or something, and I go cold. So I always need to be writing in order to feel like that muscle is still working. We'd like to not take time off really when it comes to just getting work done. So we're hoping that, by the time this record's done being toured, we'll have enough tunes to go in and record tomorrow.
And do it all over again. So when the tequila runs out,
exactly.
The lyrics in that song, when I first heard it, I thought, man, that's really specific. So it's either just an author, right, telling a really good story, or that party happened. Which is it?
I think it's when Blake and I and Wiley, when we were all kind of really young, in LA, we were the right age. And it was a little easier to we were just a little more interested in that world of like finding out where those parties were and what that was like. That, that narrator's point of view is very much akin to my experiences, just because I never could figure out, like, do I love this? do I hate this? Am I scared? Am I happy? And I feel like, we wanted the lyrics to reflect that sort of ambiguousness, but we also wanted the music to reflect that too. It kind of goes in and out of a major key and a minor key. And just, I like the idea of when you listen to it, hopefully the impression is one where you think, is this a celebration or is this just pure debauchery?
Right. Is this, is this okay? I think too, listening to it more and more, I've personally been thinking, wow, I've been to that party and I've been the one walking through going, wait a minute, stepping over the people, but maybe I've also been the girl in the pool at one time. I don't know. I think it's very relatable though. I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you
for writing it. We're having a great time. We're big fans here at The X and we're having a great time playing these tracks on the air and can't wait to see you at Mont Blue on the 20th.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is your fifth studio album.
Yeah. Hope we're trying to get to that, that big number 20.
Hey, you're on your way. It's awesome. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I really appreciate you calling us here in little old Reno. And we will see you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
See you soon. Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes with 100.1 The X. Thanks, Taylor.
All right. See you later.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.